Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Since Joseph Biden became president just over 30 months ago, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the Consumer Price Index is up 15%. However, most of the public perceives that the actual increase has been even greater than that. The public has it half right. If you break down consumer prices on life's necessities, such as food, energy, shelter, health care, and transportation, along with taxes, separately from discretionary purchases such as clothing and electronic equipment, you will see a distinct trend. On average, prices of life's necessities have increased more than 15% during the Biden presidency, while prices of non-essential goods and services have increased by less than 15%. Another way to compare consumer price increases is to compare goods and services provided by government or highly regulated by government compared to goods and services largely provided by the private sector. Once again, on average, the goods and services provided by government or highly regulated by government are rising in price much faster than those provided by the private sector. Here are some examples. The price of a first-class postage stamp has jumped 20% over the past 30 months. The price of a gallon of gasoline, suffering from President Biden's constrictions on domestic production, is up more than 40%. Medicare Part B premiums are up more than 17%. The federal government's annual interest cost on its debt is up more than 76%. Just in the past year, the average monthly payment on a new car or truck purchased or leased is up more than 11%. 30 months ago, the average vehicle loan interest rate was 4.1%. Now it's over 7.1%. With American credit card debt up almost 20% over the past 30 months, coupled with higher interest rates, you can be sure that interest payments for credit cards, mortgages, and vehicle loans are up more than 15% since Biden became president. Unfortunately, the trend appears that things will get even worse in the coming months. What are you going to do about it? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.